Radio. Abruptly.
Imagine all the people living for today.
There we go.
Hi,
Meg.
Hi, Catherine. Welcome, everybody. Today is Wednesday, October 7th. 2015, and welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Program Channel Panel. And hello to all our
has started.
And hello
Sorry,
to all our
life
line. Family. Oh, okay, good. I'm glad that's on there. I'll give out that meeting number in a minute. And welcome to all our Lightworker family around the world. We are growing by leaps and bounds, and we're going to hear more about all of our world activities together. And whether you're listening live or on the archives, you're part of our family, and we are one together. I want to recommend, if you are not already signed up for the New Earth Times newsletter, where you get the latest messages from Mother and Father God and Sananda, our beloved Archangel Michael, as well as Ashtar and other companies of heaven, the goings around the planet, as well as our ascension trainings. And Catherine and Christine bring the latest news about the boots on the ground and how we're doing as far as gathering in unity with our Lightworker family. Make sure you go to whoneedslight.org, and hit the sign-up button and type that in, and you'll get these messages right in your email box. For those of you who would like to listen on your phone, let me give you some numbers. So pull out a pen and paper. And we have a Start Meeting call that allows us to join our Blog Talk call with Start Meeting, and you can listen on your phone and also listen to the recorded archives. So to call in by phone, you dial 701-801-1220, and then our meeting ID number is 856-768-151, and then the pound key. And you should be able to listen and mute yourself and join us for the call. And then if you'd like to listen to archives, the playback number to call in for is 701-801-1229, and you enter the same ID number, and you can listen to archived calls. So hopefully that'll give people a chance to call in by phone, and also you can listen on the Internet, and also a Blog Talk has a number you can call in directly. This is Meg Davis. I'm your co-host for the evening. I have a Facebook page for anybody needing some health information about our Ascension nutrition and any health issues they have going on right now. I'm happy to help with that. The Facebook page is Wisdom Within-Meg Davis. You can just message me, and we can have a conversation about any information you might need. And with that, I'll welcome Catherine and Christine and our Lightworker family, and we'll get this show on the road.
Hi, Christine.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
Yep, we're all here. Now, I'm going to turn off my speakerphone because I think we have better sound when I do that. So we're trying to work on our sound quality here as much as possible. So we're calling in from the North Woods, so it's a little, sometimes our internet service is a little sketchy, but we do have a pretty good phone service. So
oh, you sound so clear.
Oh, good.
Yes.
All right, well, it's been an amazing week. It's hard to know where to start. I think I said that last time, but there is so much happening. We can't give details yet about some of it, but we will soon. The thing that Christine reminded me before we started, that everything we do now, everything that we, all of us, as lightworkers do, is relevant to the mission and to the mission for all of Earth, because we're all connecting, we're all working, and everyone is playing their part. Everyone has an important role to play. And we want to ask you about your Iceland tour. And I want to remind you, too, that this is part of, you know, what happened to you in Iceland is part of what's happening to all of us right now. And before we start, before you start your story, I'll give you a minute to think about what you want to. I know so much happened. It's pretty exciting. I know you have so much to tell. Christine and I were debating about whether to do the call tonight because we've both been pretty sick. And I think in the spirit of what I just said, I'm going to share what happened to us this week. We had run out of vegetables. We usually go to the organic farm or we, you know, the organic food store. It's a long ways away, so I went to the local place and there was a beautiful cauliflower. So I brought it home and we made a delicious dinner and the two of us got deathly ill. And I noticed it when I looked down and saw that the veins in the back of my hand were bulging out of the skin, like, you know, five times their usual size, and purple. And I screamed for team leader, help, what's happening? And I noticed my feet looked the same way. The veins were just popping out of the skin, and my skin looked translucent. And I hollered for team leader, and Christine came running too, and lo and behold, hers looked the same. Well, not as bad as mine, but looked strange. So they talked it over, and team leader came back and said, you have had a severe case of pesticide poisoning. So, of course, we threw out the leftovers, but in the meantime, there's, you know, what do you do about pesticide poisoning? So they told us, go and get bicarbonate of soda, baking soda, put it in your bath, take a 20-minute bath, rinse off, get out, fill it again, and do Epsom salts. So I did that tonight, and I think it looks like it may already be going down. But it was hairy, because Christine has already been sick, you know, and her kidneys were really hurting. So, of course, toxic poisoning is the last thing you need when your body's already trying to recover from illness. So it was not a pleasant thing and really was quite a lesson to both of us. We're used to eating all organic food, and our diet has been so clean that we probably are more sensitive to this kind of thing. But it really brought home to me, everybody is eating this stuff. And if you were eating non-organic food on a regular diet, it's a bit like, and this team leader confirmed, it's a bit like if you take a little arsenic every day. Your body sort of gets used to it. So you might not be feeling too well, but it won't kill you the first time. Or, you know, as you continue to eat arsenic. Well, that's the way our food is. So I'm bringing this experience to the group to say I will never put another morsel of food in my mouth that is not organic. It just is unthinkable to me now. In fact, it even makes me sick to even think about it. So, you know, if we were working hard before to eat only organic food, now it seems to me like it's a matter of life or death. Christine wants to add something. Just a minute, I'll put her on.
Thanks, Catherine. Hey, everybody. I just wanted to give my interesting and original viewpoint in all this. And hang on, because you got to just feel my heart as I tell you how it is for me and for us. It's exactly, first of all, like Catherine said. I mean, we start to get a bit of wind in our sails, and then the toxic cauliflower, which we've cracked endless jokes about. But that's kind of what I want to say. You know, so many of you send love and help with the actions we're doing and closeness and kindness and unity. Like, I keep saying over and over every day, now is the moment where we hold hands, lock arms, and walk out of this thing. And what I want to tell you is that I love how Catherine put it, what we just went through, because it's the nuts and bolts. We really, I made a bed in the bathroom, if that's any indication, okay? But here's the thing. We laugh all day, every day. And we never laughed harder than over this episode. And we take care of ourselves, our little animals, and each other. And every single time, something amazing comes out of it, which we're going to tell you about. But it isn't just making lemonade out of lemons. We love lemons, first of all, by the way. But it's not just that. It's more. If I had my way, we always want to be really transparent with everybody because we know that our journey is exactly mirroring yours and yours is mirroring ours. But it's more than that, too. We want to be completely transparent and clear about what's going on because there's a way through that is pure grace. And that's what I'm talking right now because I want to get across. We laugh, we do our best, we feel so grateful all the time. Our life isn't a focus of sickness, even though we share that with you and you respond so kindly. And it sure is a big thing on the screen, I'm not going to kid you. My kidneys hurt right this minute. And yet, there's something so much more happening. And that's why we tell you. Because we want to get that across. Okay, so out of this particular one came another astonishing miracle. And that is something everybody can join in on. If you've been following the messages, like Meg said, in the New Earth Times, well, I'll cut to the chase. So essentially, we reach so deep down inside. Like, don't we all, especially when things get a little bit bumpy, we reach deep. And in this case, it's like, well, it's how we work across the dimensions together. It's which came first, the chicken or the egg? Maybe somebody from the Company of Heaven, Sananda, Michael, Father, Mother, who knows, Serapis Bay, they whisper in our ears a good idea. But they could whisper in our ears a good idea, you too, because we are reaching what's possible in this moment. How can I transform this challenging, painful moment into something more? And that's what we're all doing together during this time. So in this particular case, what got whispered in our ear, because we, I tell you what, we're reaching for something more. Not about to settle for that experience. I hear you chuckling, Meg. So suddenly we both saw simultaneously, which is always really, really fun for us, the sky filled with ships. And we started talking to Michael. And we said, Michael, what's going on? Remembered what Ashtar had said not too long ago, that if in a moment all the ships in the sky above Earth were to decloak, we would see no sky. That's how many ships there are. So we remembered that, and we started talking to Archangel Michael. And we said, well, how many right now? Because I can feel these things. It's an opening that I have. It's a kind of always open communication channel. So we kind of said, well, who all's focusing on Earth right now? And Archangel Michael said, billions of ascended beings are gathered in the ships above Earth's skies, focusing love, assistance for ascension, everything good we can think of and feel, harmony, unity, joy. And it was so exciting because we both saw it and could feel it. And then Catherine said, well, let's do an action of peace together, us and you. And it was spontaneous. And by the way, everyone can do this all the time. That's where we're headed. So we did, right then and there. We just said, all right, well, all of you, can Mother and Father, can we do this action of peace? And it was really so simple. And we just said, all right, how about everyone that's focusing their love, their meditations, their prayers, their intentions for Earth to ascend and all upon her, how about we join together from this side and we focus on peace all at the same time? And before you know it, we were one, two, three, and we did. And tears were streaming both down our faces, and then it led to even more, which is the invitation for everyone to do it. So what we're saying is that right now, now hang on here, I want to backtrack 1 second. This is the result of us having pesticide poisoning, okay? So never focus on that, oh, they're still sick, or yeah. It's really about where we're all headed together, and that is to freedom in what we call our new golden age, which just means where we all live simply in love together, where kindness is the law, fairness is the rule, and freedom is for all. So we always parlay these dramatic events into what's possible.
And that was just the beginning of the week.
Yeah, Catherine says, that was just the beginning of the week. It's a true story. But it's what we want to just tell everyone right out of the gate, and I'm sure that Sananda will come and talk more about it. But it's just that the result is that the council has now confirmed that the entire galactic representation of billions, because think about this, each of us has a multiple, many, many ascended beings on each of our personal teams around the clock. And there's billions of us on the planet. And each and every soul, incarnated soul, no matter what, has these teams working on our behalf. That's billions and billions. And when we had this moment of focused peace, afterwards, what we heard coming from the ships, focused from the home worlds, the cultures, the indigenous galactic representatives from all over, were prayers and songs and meditations and poetry and of peace coming from all of them. Well, the best part of this story, and then I'll give it back to Catherine, is that all of us may now directly contact them. Now, it doesn't matter one hoot if you're totally clear on what your so-called mission is or not, because Archangel Michael's here with me right now, and he is confirming each and every one of us at this point is on our mission. It's not a critical factor whatsoever to know what that mission is or not. In fact, many lightworker missions were planned to not be known by the one living them out on the surface. And in that way, they would be most greatly fulfilled. So what can happen is that each and every one of us right now can reach out to this mighty and wide, vast galactic contingent who is all fifth dimensional beings, ascended beings from the fifth dimension and much, much higher. And each of us can ask that this song of peace be focused into our lives, our families, our communities, our mission, our assignments, our projects. And they have collectively agreed to each time one of us asks to turn up and focus this beam of peace so that it not only enhances the mission we're doing, but it builds the rainbow bridge forevermore from our dimension all the way up so that everyone may cross. Well, I just wanted to tell you that we like to give you the news as it is. And yes, we've been hurting this week, but that's not anywhere near the full part of the story. And we have so much support and laughter and fun, including all of you. So I, Christine, want to give you my love and my gratitude, because when it's tough, I feel you there. And when we laugh, we feel you with us, as we are with you. So I'm going to give you back to Meg and Catherine, and with a big hug and thanks and reminder to call on the mighty galactic force to join with their peace in your specific desires, wishes, dreams, and missions.
Thank you, Christine. That was really
Thank you, Christine.
Great.
Oh,
yeah, it was thrilling. And I can tell you, when you call in, the entire galactic force, billions of them, billions and billions of them, and we felt them all focused together with us, it was the most amazing sensation ever. And I usually hear ideas and hear it's kind of sentences and thoughts, but I actually heard something like an angel chorus that was just filling the air, and the vibration of it was just thrilling. So I want to encourage everyone to just open your hearts and listen, and you will begin to hear these things too, because they really want to communicate with us. And they were so delighted and excited about this that a few minutes later, the dog started barking like crazy, the cats were meowing and looking across the room, and we went, wait a minute, there's someone here. And they came forward, and it was a very tall man and a woman and two children kind of hiding behind their mother. And they seemed to be in, like, jumpsuits, sort of. And we confirmed this with each other. It's so fun when we both see the same thing. So Christine said, yeah, yeah. And I said, he just saluted. And she said, yes, he saluted. And then they both bowed to us. and we started to talk, but it was sort of like a word here and there. They said hello, and then that was about as far as language took us. But we got the information that they were from a mothership from a very far galaxy at the edge of our universe, and that they were here and were honoring us because they were so, because the idea of peace on our planet was so dear to their hearts. And it was something that they had experienced on their own home planet, and they came to offer their help for us. And it was absolutely amazing. We bowed to each other. They bowed. And then I kind of peeked at the children and waved at them, and we could see them giggling and kind of shy. And then they just quietly evaporated. So they were very high beings, and they could make themselves felt in our presence. And the dog, absolutely, our chihuahua, is the alarm bell. He looks across the room and starts barking whenever there's a presence coming to make contact with us. So that was pretty exciting. And then following on that, I'll give just a little piece. We felt another presence, and this time the dog really started barking in a different way, like a little fear. So we said, okay, come forward. Who is it? We know that nobody comes to talk to us unless it's someone that the Ashtar Command has allowed to come through. So they've already been cleared. We know they're here to go to the light, or they wouldn't be allowed to come to talk to us. So Pebbles was, the cat, was beside herself, was yowling in this very strange way that she's never done before. Christine ran out into the bathroom where she was, and she was cringing behind the toilet. I won't go into descriptions. But she and this being were hiding in the bathroom and came forward, and he said, I'm Gary, and I'm here to apologize for the screaming frequencies that were so punishing last week. So he wanted to go to the light, and he wanted to apologize for having tried to kill us with the shrieking, high-pitched frequencies that are, some of them are tailor-made to really annoy or kill you. So he was very kind of ashamed and quietly apologetic, and even shed some tears about what he had done, and asked to go to the light, because through that whole thing, as they were trying to kill us with their frequencies, we still kept making jokes, and we started talking to them and telling them, you know, you're not going to kill us. We're being protected. We love you. It's all right. You don't have to do this. You could go to the light. And we would talk with each other, knowing that they were listening, about how sad it was that they had obviously been tormented and tortured themselves, or they wouldn't be doing this to others. So eventually, we've started to hear back from the people that we talked to. I'm not going to go into any details about that, but it's going to make a very exciting follow-up when we discover how productive and how worthwhile it really was for us to be experiencing that, feeling the frequencies and talking about it. Because apparently wherever we go, we're bugged. So they hear us talking and weren't aware that we knew initially. So that was very helpful. We were able to communicate directly with them. And it was very touching. It was very touching because he truly regretted what he had done, but knew that he had to, or he would be tortured himself. So this was the beginning of a very interesting and ongoing drama that has to do with all of the ones who've been taken by the cabal, imprisoned, tortured, and Mother's message, which we just sent out a little while ago, is about that. So that's partial update on some of the exciting things that have happened during the week.
Oh my goodness.
Fine.
Extraordinary. Just extraordinary.
Yeah, never a dull moment, as we say. But it's all so amazing, you know. You can't help but just laugh about all this. It's unbelievable, even though it's happening to us, and we confirm it with each other all the time. So, you know, no, I'm not imagining this. So it's been a pretty amazing time. So now, while all this was going on, Meg was in Iceland. And I bet she was experiencing some pretty amazing things, too. And that they will also relate to things that we've been learning and feeling. And what do you think, Meg? You ready to tell us some stories?
Some highlights?
Highlights?
Oh, gosh. I'm always such a sucker when somebody goes on a trip. I want to see all their pictures. I want to hear every story. I just feel like yes, I know it. And, you know, one of the main things is that I couldn't get my technology. The technology kept fouling up. So I tried to post. I got one Facebook, some pictures off, and then it never worked again. My camera ran out of batteries. My iPad pictures were too big to post. It was comical. So here I am trying to connect and share with the family and let everybody, all our Facebook friends, see what was going on. I said, okay, I'm supposed to be present and just be here. And I will take the pictures with my friend's camera and I'll deal with them when I get home. So that was a very quick, okay, I've got it. So, yeah, I went on this trip with my friend who said, do you want to go to Iceland? And I'm like, well, of course. And I knew nothing about the country. And so the last couple of months I've just done a little joyful looking at, you know, where they are and a little bit of their history and a little bit of their geography and a little bit of their culture, just so I wouldn't go in blind. But it was really quite unique. And the funnest part about this trip was I've been to out of the country one other time when I was very young, in my 20s. And at that point, it was a trip about just the first time you launch out of your own country and everything is big and large and everything just seems magnificent and you just feel otherworldly. And this trip was unique, and it gave me a flavor, I think, about how we'll all feel when we're together in this new golden era, when we are truly stepping in Mother's field of unity, where we all are together and free and abundant and celebrating the other side. Because, you know, when you're on a trip, you don't think about home as much, and you're with people that are traveling around the world. You just want to get to know people. You want to know where they're from and what their life is like. And you want to know the people that you're visiting, and you want to know about them. And you start getting really curious. And And I wanted to just immerse myself as much as possible in what they considered Icelandic culture. And I got, Owen said he would be with me the whole time as my tour director, so I kept talking to him all the time about, okay, make sure I get nudged in the right place, turning the right way, and I'm looking at the right thing, so I'll see all the sights that I think would be fun. And I brought the whole
those
family
who
with
don't,
me.
For those who are new, we should describe that Owen, whose name is spelled E-O-G-H-A-N, did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The Gaelic, Celtic name?
Yes.
Owen is Meg's twin flame, who speaks in her ear. So, now that you know who Owen is, go ahead.
And we all have these, we all have our own Owens who whisper in our ear. So, you know, if you think it's just a fun idea, I bet it's somebody really smiling in your ear. So I was trying to be really present and listen and be guided and just be in the moment. And it was a wonderful experience of being present and in the moment that I think we all are practicing being no matter where we are and being aware of what is needed in this exact moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, I just let everything else go and just stayed as present as possible and stayed open. And I pulled the whole family with me. So all of us, sort of when we're part of a family, we all go together. So wherever I went, I just felt all of us together. I felt mother and father, Era, the planet. I felt all of our blog talk callers. We all are doing that now. Wherever we go, we're always together. And I did the pillar portal of peace everywhere I went, and I just connected and grounded and laughed and had fun. And then I just sort of looked around at this lava field. You know, Iceland is creation of a volcanic eruption.
Mm.
And I just tried to recognize how their lives are because of the land and how that shapes who they are, just like we all are shaped from wherever we are around the world, and what choices they make because of that, and what I can learn from that.
Can you give us a specific?
For example, lava does not have the same minerals as soil. So
mm-hmm.
they aren't able to grow vegetables and plants the way we are on their soil. So mm-hmm. they have to use greenhouses. And
oh.
so because of that, they can grow some moss and some grasses, but there are no plowed fields of planting. Or if there are a few, they had to import the soil.
Wow.
And so, mm-hmm, so a lot of their vegetables and fresh things are imported, and a lot of them are now moving to greenhouses to be able to try to have things local. And like you and Christine experienced, have more control over what they are actually growing and serving to their local people. So I thought about back to the times when they were people from Norway and the Scandinavian countries. And
mm-hmm.
this was not something that... Yeah.
From this trip, what was your nugget or the jewel that you came away with that you learned about yourself or about them, about us?
I think the biggest thing was, yeah, the most important thing is the commonality. How on surface we all, based on where we live and the land we live on, are in certain ways. So we may eat different foods and drink different things and organize different ways. But yet underneath, the common trait among us all is this livelihood and enjoyment in who we are, gathering with our friends and family, celebrating the relationships we have with each other, it just looks different on the surface, on where we gather, how we gather, what clothes we're wearing when we gather, what we're eating when we're gathering. But
we're all alike underneath.
What I heard, yes, but underneath, we all just want to be connected and present and in love and serve and
mm-hmm.
contribute. And if we can get past that surface layer of the lava or the surface of the land that looks so different, we can get down to something that's really important, which are our hearts that are all the same beating across the world. And that was important.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice analogy. Thank you. I want to, I'd like to hear more. Maybe you could, you'd be willing to write a little more about your, like vignettes of your special encounters with people or what surprised you about the culture. Because I know my thought about Iceland was that, oh, they're very advanced socially and they've, you know, done this wonderful thing with their financial system and they seem to be very far ahead. But I think they're also struggling with a lot of the same issues that we have right here.
Mm-hmm.
So
I would agree.
Yeah, so we'd like to hear more about what you observed and what you learned. Maybe we can do a part of a message.
That sounds good.
Of what you learned. All right, I'm gonna see. I know Sananda offered to come tonight, so I want to make sure we leave some time for whoever wants to bring us a message from the other dimensions. Christina's giggling. Do we have something from Michael by any chance? Does he want to say something? He's here. And I know Sananda's here. She's shaking her head. He's here. Okay. Let's see if she'll get a quick hello from Michael. I'm going to turn this over to Christy.
Oh, hello, everyone. I am your brother, Michael. Meg, you are wonderful. We all adore you. You are spectacular. The way you have continue to blossom and steadfastly love every single being around you, whether it's a little plant that you think no one sees when you're out on your walk, your animals, your farm, your patients, the people on your trip, and the last of the final frontiers, yourself. Isn't that true for all of us, Meg? Me too. It's when we're incarnated in a lower dimension and we finally get to the place where we love ourselves. So I'm just going to out you on your trip, Meg, and say that you were so willing to look within on this trip that who you are within burst forth like a sun in the way that we are all suns, shining brightly. And I wanted to come and tell you I love you, Meg. We all do. You've been such a shining example of strength. And you tell stories in a way that weave us all in. And you have a way of including absolutely everyone who is present for your story, so that your story doesn't leave a single soul out. Everyone could understand on different levels what you're saying. And that is mastery. So there you go, Meg. All the things you would feel shy about, I, your brother Michael, out you now. I do it as an example of what I want to do with each and every one. Not only on this call, but across the planet. We all do. I wanted to come forward because we are bursting with excitement. We are beside ourselves. It's happening. This is it. We're in the midst of it. All of you, all of the teams, every team across the planet, which everyone listening is a part of multiple teams, and the one team, and your personal ascension, every one of you are excelling. We are all going for it. You know, here in the higher dimensions, we too are working at our maximum capacity and beyond, just the same as you are. This is what it means to be at the edge of creation, to be so fully engaged in co-creation. Oh, things are happening. I know everyone is hungry for details, but sometimes giving the details would actually not be the best gift because it may jam up the whole unfolding timeline. So I can say, done deal. We are in an irreversible momentum ordained by Mother and Father God, accomplished by your efforts already, keep them up, and met by our love and humble assistance. Family, it's happening. I know you can feel it. You can feel it in your bones. There's wafts that come through, and you say, wow, I'm suddenly so filled with excitement. I wonder what's happening. We're giving you the teasers, the hugs, the whispers that you've so earned to hear. We're doing it. We're all moving forward and upward. You know, we didn't even have a plan for me to speak. I just busted through because I'm so excited, and I wanted to let you know that we all are. The company of heaven is excited. There are formal plans in place and unfolding. Strong. And by that I mean, call to us for help. Be gentle on yourself. Laugh as much as possible. And rest easy in the knowing that all you have trained for, contributed to, and believed in is at hand. We will laugh so long and hard together about how close we were and how difficult it was and how amazing you are and how creative you were to imagine a new way to hang on another day, another 20 minutes. It matters. We're doing it. We are all with you. We could not be more with you. But the glory is already yours. None of it could or would happen without your love, without your devotion, without your, frankly, your work. So, stay steadfast. The time is at hand. I, your brother, Archangel Michael, promise you, outer signs soon start to tumble into view. The undeniable evidence of what we've talked about for so long is upon us. Now is the time, family, where we power up, not wait in safety to see if it's real. We claim this moment together on all sides of all veils. Who cares? I love you. I'm with you. I am your devoted brother. Call my name and I appear, I promise. But much more than that, I call your name. It's time we bring this home. I love you. I am Michael.
Thank you, Michael. Our irrepressible Michael. Now, I'm going to call in Sananda because he's been sitting here whispering in my ear as Michael was talking. And I'm not sure I really heard what I think I did. But we'll see. So I'm just going to turn this over to Sananda and let him continue the conversation. Well, yes, Michael. We love to see Michael talk and hear him because he has a costume, you know, for every presentation. So I love how he mentioned to you, Mag, that he's outing you a bit. You're too modest in your descriptions because we know that everywhere you went on your Iceland trip, there was a trail of light behind you and in front of you and around you, and you may be unaware of a lot of what happens when you walk into a room or a village or when you encounter someone on the street. It was a delight to see how people reacted to you and how they react to you now because your light is so bright and steady and becoming more so every day. That when you really sit down to think about what happened to you while you were there, you're going to realize that a lot of what you encountered was a reflection of your own light, and that people were interested and delighted in what you had to say because of the way you approached them. So I'm sure your stories will reveal how interesting and attentive the Icelandic people really are. And I think that much of it will have to do with how interested and attentive you are. So I wanted to just get in my own little piece about outing you and what a pleasure it is to see how you're growing. And it is a reflection, as Michael was saying, we're all doing this together. And as the energies on the planet rise, this sort of thing is happening to everyone. Everyone is getting brighter. Everyone is feeling new feelings, is experiencing new kinds of energy and curiosity and excitement and connection with others. I was thinking today of the conversation that Michael had with Christine. And we were amused that Michael was saying things like, you remember when you were 9 and you decided to go to the walkathon by yourself and walk 18 miles? And he said, remember the cupcakes that they came up with at the station, the water and the cupcakes? I did that. Christine was amused at hearing how much of her lifetime Michael had been watching closely and observing. And, of course, I said the same thing to Catherine. Of course, I know everything about what you were doing when you were a child. I was right there every minute. This is how close we are to you. This is how much we care. This is how involved your teams are with you. Now, Catherine, of course, had a much more dense veil than Christine had at that age. So she was amazed to hear that we all were observing you know, when she rode her bicycle for miles out into the country, and how our hearts were in our throats watching her do these very daring things for a little child, just as Christine was doing, going out alone on an 18-mile hike with a group of strangers and having a fabulous time. Well, all of you have a higher self, a twin flame, masters and guides, who have not only been interested in you, not only been helping you, but have been there for your entire lifetime. I know it's hard for some of you to realize this because you haven't necessarily understood what you felt when you got an inkling of their presence. But if you take my words and just for a while think about it in those terms, they have been there all your life. They are loving you. They are caring for you. They're watching over you. And until now, most of us haven't been allowed to come forward and talk about who we are and what we've done and how we've been watching you and overseeing your life and helping you to live out the mission that you came here to do. We take it very personally. We are very personally involved in your lives. Now, I, of course, am fascinated by what all of you are doing to make this ascension of planet Earth happen. You are fascinating. Your growth, the way you have taken things on, the way you've so bravely and daringly burst out of your old thought patterns and old habits and behaviors to consider doing things completely differently. And it can be a small thing. It doesn't have to, you know, when you move the furniture around in your house, it creates a whole new feeling, doesn't it? You move the energy around. You change things. You create something new. If you paint your room, it creates an entirely different feeling. And this, beloved ones, all of these things are expressions of what you're feeling. When you drive to work by a different route, when you've always driven the same way before, this is a new way of looking at the world. And so you're expressing these things every moment. And we see them. Believe me, we know. Now I'm going to out Archangel Michael. And myself, of course. We've told you before, we've had a lot to do with your incarnations, and we've also had a lot to do with others' incarnations. And many of you have already figured out that our beloved Archangel Michael had a lot to do with the mission that was carried here by Michael Jackson. And his beautiful music, his exuberance, his tremendous love, Michael, Archangel Michael's love, came through. Now, I'm telling you this, and I'm going to out myself too, but I'm telling you this because it's really important that you all realize that when we sponsor an incarnation or when we come here as a primary incarnation ourselves, we're just as mired in the struggles and the confusion and the difficulties as you are. I also came here having a great deal to do with the incarnation of John Lennon. I loved writing those songs. I loved creating the music with him, just as Michael did. But I must tell you, neither of us were the people that you've heard about. We had some tremendous conflicts and difficulties with the cabal and their lies, their frame-ups, their wish to kill us and put us out of commission, which they succeeded in doing with both of us. We were poisoned, we were tormented, we were dragged through the mud. It was terribly discouraging. It was terribly difficult for both of us. Now look at your lives. Much of what has happened to you is very similar, because the energies on the planet have become so dense and so difficult. It's even harder now than it was for us when we were here. So pat yourselves on the back. When you succeed at bringing something from your heart into existence, when you create something, a loving gesture, when you develop a friendship, when you write a poem, when you create something that is meaningful to you, it is an absolute triumph. And we, in the higher dimensions, celebrate. We nudge each other and say, did you see what he just did? Did you see what he just succeeded at? Did you see what she just did with her family? Did you see that dance that they just did? We are admiring, in awe, and so involved with everything you think is a small gesture or a mediocre success. Believe me, we've been here too, and we know how hard it is, and we have shared it all with you, either by watching you, our twin flame, whoever your twin flame is watching you right now, I promise you, and just waiting for you to look up and say, do I feel your presence around me right now? There are going to be a whole lot of happy twin flames tonight, I'm sure of that one. Because allowing yourself to feel the energy of someone who loves you, who can't necessarily make themselves visible to you, but who nevertheless is right there with you, loving you all the time, it is a wonderful thing. It's wonderful for us to be acknowledged. And it's wonderful for you, you'll see. It doesn't have to be a formal thing. Just pay attention. Just notice when you feel, feels like a presence here. Well, you can be sure it is. And I want to assure you, those of you who might be new, your twin flame is coming. Now, this is for everyone who's on this call. Your twin flame is coming to you from higher dimensions. This means they are beings of love. So you needn't worry that your twin flame is going to be critical of you or give you a hard time or argue with you the way partners have done in this dimension. Never worry about that. Just as I look upon you with awe and affection and respect. Your twin flame will feel the same. I hope that you all will open your hearts and enjoy how much we dote on you, how much we share with each other about you, how much we, our hearts are so behind you, cheering you on. Never doubt that we are always there for you, and that our feelings toward you are never judgmental or critical. Never. We learned from our lifetimes. We know how hard it is there. And we are thrilled to see how courageous you all are, how determined you are, how undaunted you are by the difficult things that have been happening in recent months and weeks. Of course it's difficult. But the sense of belonging and working together, shoulder to shoulder, being connected heart to heart, is the most thrilling experience we can ever have. And we feel you coming closer to us. We feel the veil is thinning. We feel so many of you beginning to acknowledge our presence. It is exquisite. It is our dream to be with you, to be completely connected to you. This is what we've meant by the Rainbow Bridge. Beloved ones, it's no longer an enormous, distant place. This rainbow goes from you to me. And it takes that long to cross. I am here with you. I'm not in some distant place on a cloud. And neither are mother and father. They are right here with you. When you shed tears, they shed tears with you. When you laugh, we laugh with you. And I tell you, the laughter we have shared in recent weeks is, well, if you can imagine all of us laughing so hard, we're hanging on to each other, bent over, just the way you would be. We love seeing you laugh. We love seeing you loving each other. And we love it when you send us your love. Because you can be sure we are sending it to you every minute of every day. There are no minutes that go by without you receiving the intention of love and connection from us. I want you to know that we love you dearly. I didn't mean to blow you out of the water with our talk about our coming here. And I want you to not try to find out all the truths about our incarnations and where we've been and what we've done. That's not my intention, because there's very little that's written about anyone who had any notoriety. There's very little written that's true. So just know we love you. We've loved you whether we were incarnated here or in higher dimensions. We love each other. And we are thrilled to be so close now, to be working so in synchrony with you. There's hardly a breath between an effort that you make and a response from the company of heaven. We are with you, beloved brothers and sisters. We are with you. I am your Sananda. Namaste, everyone. Namaste.
Namaste, Sananda. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Sananda. Oh, we felt your hugs, and we send them back.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Michael. Well, my goodness. They are
indeed
with us. With us every moment.
I've never heard either of them so close. There is just no separation.
Right.
They are just on the couch with us. I've never felt it like this. Thank you so much, Christine. Thank you, Catherine. This was such a joy. I know everybody felt the same.
Oh, thank you, Meg. Well, that was quite, turned out to be quite a call. You never know what's going to happen.
You never
know.
Just marvelous. Oh, we're such a fun family. Yeah, we feel so close to everyone.
Okay, I'm going to pass the phone to Christine. I think she's going to say goodnight. And I'll have my finger on the button so we can play our music. And here's Christine. One more word.
Thank you, Catherine. Thank you, Sananda and Meg. I have sweet tears. I love how Sananda talks to each and every one of us so personally and all at once. I never figure out how he does that, but it's just so Sananda. Our last little bit from all of us in this dimension and above is remember each and every one. All you have to do is say, mighty contingent, galactic contingent, in your own way. You don't have to get the words right. It doesn't matter. But in your own way, reach up and say, you know, with gratitude or joy or excitement, those are all portals to direct communication and love. You just reach up and you say, all right, here's my project. My project is harmony. My project is fun. My project is, well, I live all alone in my community and there aren't other light workers. Mine is bring light here. My project is, well, I'm a healer, and I have 7 people to see today. You just reach up in whatever your capacity is. Mine is, I love my family. Mine is, well, I'm a teacher, and I teach 4th graders. Whatever it is, we reach up, and now in place through the council is we say, all right, galactic community, please focus your peace for Earth in my life, in this project, in the name of unity. Today, while I'm with the 4th graders, while I'm with my family at dinner, while I'm quiet in the park near my home, when I'm walking my sweet dog, whatever it is, and we have been guaranteed, I want to make this clear, guaranteed that the billions of ascended galactic beings now above our planet will jointly, in a unified, loving way, focus peace on what you request, exactly what you request. So that's for all of us. That's our week. You can't ask too often, and every single time will be met. And on that note, I'll give you back to Catherine in the closing music. We all love you, and we know you love us. We feel it every day. It's our strength. So we hold hands, lock arms, and walk up on out into our sweet ascension. In the name of peace, together right now, we ask our gathered billions of galactic representatives, focus now at the count of three with all of us for peace on Earth through the portals of ascension that we each hold. One, two, three. So be it. We love you, and we love you.
Oh, thank you, Christine. And let's keep that meditation going. And I have some music that I think would be just perfect. So, for the moment, good night, everybody. We'll talk to you again next week, same time. Sending love and peace for everyone on Earth.
Imagine there's no country.